أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. In this beautiful surah, at the beginning Allah Ta'ala explained that the Ahl al-Kitab, they said they will bring Iman when a bayyana comes to them, and so did the mushrikeen say. When the bayyanat came to them, then they refused to believe and they got divided into various groups. And Allah Ta'ala said it was no big deal that they were called to, and they were not commanded of something very, very major. It was simple, straightforward things that Allah Ta'ala, who has created us, that we should worship only Allah Ta'ala. And anything else besides Allah Ta'ala, any idol, any ego, anything else which did nothing for us, that we should not worship those things, it's very logical. So very straight, Allah who gave us our existence, Allah Ta'ala who gives us our nourishment, who looks after us, everything is in the hands of Allah, and to Allah we are going to return. So to worship Allah is a simple, straightforward thing. So Allah said that these people, the Ahl al-Kitab, they were not ordered also to do anything else besides that, but just this straightforward, logical thing. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. اور ان کو حکم یہی ہوا کہ بندگی کرے اللہ کی. And they were commanded to no more else, but just that they worship only Allah Ta'ala. And similarly, of course, we are also commanded with the same thing. And this command was given to them in their kitabs also, that Allah Ta'ala took a promise from them that they will worship only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And when they refused to do this, to worship Allah, to establish namaz and to give zakat, these are the main important things, but with that all the other commandments of Allah Ta'ala also. These are the things that they were commanded in their kitabs also. And now when they don't believe, they are falsifying their own kitab also. Not only the Quran Sharif, but the very same command was given in their kitabs also. So they are falsifying their own kitab and they are falsifying their own Nabi also. Together with that, they are disobeying Allah's commands of the Quran Sharif and Allah's final Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. They are disobeying him. And this ibadat, Allah Ta'ala says that they should only make the ibadat of Allah, and stressing more, mukhlisina lahuddin, khalis karke uske waaste bandagi. And their ibadat should be solely and only for Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. That is, that ikhlas, that sincerity. And to develop this is also a great effort which we have to make, that we make our ibadat. We are all making ibadat, but is it just to make ourselves happy? We are not making it to show anyone else. But is it still that I made my namaz, I'm making myself happy, or that I get enjoyment in my ibadah? It must have, this ibadah and everything must be only for Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Other commentators say, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, that like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the amount of ikhlas he had, that is the amount of ikhlas we also have to develop. That only for Allah Ta'ala, حُنَفَاءَ Ibrahim ki raah par, on the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, who did not incline one bit to the right or to the left, but the very straight path to Allah Ta'ala he had followed. So that is the path that the Ahl al-Kitab were commanded. We are commanded in the Quran Sharif also. And this the little details of this ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, or قَائِمْ رَكْهِ namaz, and that they establish and they perfect their namaz, and they are regular with namaz. It is not وَصَلُّ الصَّلَاةِ, to perform a namaz, to make a namaz, but to establish the namaz, iqamati salah, with all its requirements namaz must be made. That is, all the requirements before namaz. Istinja must be correct, wudu must be correct, ghusl must be correct, and then all the requirements in namaz, how namaz is supposed to be performed, like that we are commanded to make namaz. Not just that we came, we are present, just with our bodies, but our minds are not here, our hearts are not here. No, a perfect, complete namaz. وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ or day zakat, and that we should give the zakat. And zakat also is not just taking out haphazardly a certain amount or just calculating in the mind that so much zakat I have to give, but that a proper account is made and a proper zakat is given. And of course, for safety's sake, a little bit more also just to cover ourselves. So this is what they had been commanded in their kitabs also, and in our kitab, the Quran Sharif also. And this path, وَذَٰلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ اور یہ ہے راہ مضبوط لوگوں کی. And this is the straight path, the strong, solid path for the people. So this is that path which Allah Ta'ala has chalked out for us, has shown us. And this is the path that we have to follow. And this was given to the Ahl-e Kitab also. And we are also taught that we are not asked of any major thing, but just the basics of deen, the basics of life. Allah gives us the opportunity, how much of our time, the whole night we spend for ourselves in sleeping. The whole day practically we spend for ourselves in earning. And the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, if we calculate, is very little. But we just do that much which Allah wants to. The five times namaz a day, if we do it really properly, it comes to about 2.5 hours. But we don't do it like that. For our five times namaz, it is less than an hour that we spend. But if we do it properly, it's only 2.5. So it's about just 10%, 90% Allah left still for our own selves. But if we just do that, zakat we will give is once in a year that we calculate. And everyone, for his business also, he keeps a record of all his assets and liabilities, etc. So to work out his zakat also is no big deal. And then zakat is only 2.5% that we have to give. So little bit, and Allah says that is the strong deen. And if those two principles are observed, the bodily ibadat of namaz and the monetary ibadat of zakat, the rest of our lives will also fall in place. And our whole life, Allah will regard that as ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And that person, as we will read in front, those are the people who attain complete felicity, success in this world also in the year after. May Allah bless us with all these realities. Wa akhiru da'wana.